Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
But you talk about Abraham. He was a pioneer of faith. He was a pioneer. Like I said, he's the father of our faith, but God is the author of our faith. Never confuse the two. They don't compare. They don't compete. There's nothing in comparison. You can't say that Abraham even comes, measures up to God in any way. He just obeyed God. He was obedient to God. All right, don't ever put anyone on the same level as Jesus, ever. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's it, amen. Period. Amen. You got it? All right, now watch here. Abraham, being the great pioneer and the father of our faith, he needed help to become fully persuaded. Oh, we read about Abraham, this great man, and he was, and he is, he still is. I'm the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Remember, they're not dead. If you've lost a loved one and they had Jesus, they are in glory. Amen. You understand? Abraham, this incredible man, needed help to become fully persuaded, because if he was not fully persuaded, he would never have offered Isaac as a sacrifice, ever. Right. He was fully persuaded that God would give him a child. But I don't know if you're aware of this. And Romans 1:17, I just want to tell you quickly, says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. Now watch it, verse 17. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith, from faith to faith. Don't be satisfied where you are. I mean, don't be dissatisfied. Be grateful for where you are, but don't get complacent and say, okay, I'm good to go. No, 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 no. Faith is a journey for life. And you can grow that faith every single day and every step of every single day. Amen. So don't sit back and think, well, I'm retired now. I don't have to worry anymore. You've got so much wisdom if you're retired. So much you can help the younger generation to understand, especially if you've been in the Word of God. Amen. Now's not the time to retire. Now's the time to use what you've learned. Amen. Come on. Amen. Well, I don't believe that. Well, you try and persuade Moses otherwise. He was 80 when his call kicked in. Yeah. Amen. Amen. And so Abraham, watch here, Genesis 17. He needed help. Watch here. Then God said to Abraham, regarding Sarai, your wife, her name will no longer be Sarai. From now on, her name will be Sarah. Princess is what it means. Verse 16. And I will bless her and give you a son from her. Yes, I will bless her richly, and she will become the mother of many nations. Kings of nations will be among her descendants. Verse 17. Watch out now. Then Abraham bowed down to the ground, but he laughed to himself in what? Disbelief. The father of your faith. He fell on his face laughing in disbelief that he's going to... This is the Bible, right? Yes. Okay, watch this. Now watch. He laughed himself in disbelief. How could I... See, here's where human reasoning comes in. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. Amen. Okay? Proverbs 3:5. So it says here, how can I become a father at the age of 100, he thought. And how can Sarah have a baby when she's 90 years old? Pretty legitimate questions, right? Don't you be giving me children when we're 90. I'd rather be doing other things, okay? But seriously, think about that. She was 90 years of age. He was 100. She laughs. He was 100. And he laughed in disbelief. This is the father of our faith. This is a man that God said, I'm starting this whole thing for the Israelites, this faith walk through this man. But you've got to understand, Abraham was a stargazer. He was very well off in those times. He was okay, not bad. His father was a stargazer, like fortune-telling type of stuff. Hello? Right? And God said to him, I want you to get out your house, leave your house, leave your family, and go to a land that I will show you. And Abraham said, okay. So he had a certain kind of faith. Are you with me? And he left. But then he made a mistake. He didn't leave his family. He took his father, Terah. He took Job. And, you know, that got them into trouble. His father, Terah, stayed. He stayed with his father 15 years before his father died. Then he could move on further. And then Job got captured by the... Who? Lot. Sorry, Lot. I'm glad some of you know the Bible. You can correct me. All right. So he got into trouble. His father lived another 15 years. He couldn't do what God called him to do. He waited till his father died. Then he started going to the land that God had promised him, which was a promised land. And then he gets to Sodom and Gomorrah, and his nephew Lot now goes and stays in Sodom, and they get captured by all these kings. And so now he has to go and rescue them, etc., etc. Amen. But he did. He rescued them with 318 men from his household, which means they knew God. Amen. Don't go into business with people who don't know God. Amen. Don't be unequally yoked. Amen. Amen. He took 318 people and defeated an army of 50,000. You know, Gideon did similar. He went with 300. So he had a level of faith. But he didn't have a level of faith to believe for a child. I'm just saying, if some of you are believing for a child, can God do it? I guess if he can give Abraham a child at 100, he can give me a child. God is not a respecter of persons. All right? So now, you've got to get your faith built up. So he laughs at God and says that. And so then God takes him outside and shows him the stars and shows him the sand. And he gives him vision. That's right. Everyone say, vision. Vision. Put your hand on your heart and say, I've got to have a vision. If you can't see you with it, you're not going to have it.
Come on.
Amen. Come on. If you can't see yourself walking and talking and free from all the sickness that's been hindering you, you will not get it. Amen. You got to see yourself. Yes. That's why God says, meditate in my word day and night that you may observe to do what there is written. Then you'll make yourself prosperous and you'll have great success. Amen. Right? Yes. All right. So give yourself a vision, and don't give yourself a vision that the world's trying to give you. Let me tell you the vision the world's giving you. Oh, we got Delta now. You think it's the last one? I guarantee there's others. And they want you to visualize you with it. You better take this. You better take the shot. I'm not saying to take it or not to take it. I'm just saying they present vision. You're watching TV, watching sports, and they show you five different sicknesses. Car dealerships give you a vision of you driving the car. They want you. And when they sell a sick disease thing, whatever it is, a tablet, they say, you're part of the family. Are you part of this? I saw the one, it was for something where you couldn't focus, and when summer came, pollens and that messed you up. Allergies. You're part of this allergic family of ours. They include you. Do you know how gang members get into gangs? Because they accept it and they're included. Yeah. And this is the vision the world's trying to give to the people of God. The world's already got that vision. Hypochondriacs left, right, and center. It should not be in the church. You've got to get the vision of God's word. Get your vision from the word of God. Everything. That's why I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. And I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorrupt. Speak your vision. See your vision. Get it out of your spirit. And you will be successful. So Genesis 17, Abraham needed help. Genesis 17, 15. John 8. We're going to look at John 8, So God's given him vision, showing him the stars and the sand, and saying, you're going to have as many seed in the world as that and that. Okay, so, and he's walking all day on sand, right? They were in the wilderness. So his vision is constantly there. That's why we say, stick things on your mirror. Stick them on your fridge. Put, I walk in divine health. Have a picture of yourself when you were always healthy. Stick them up. He was walking on the sand every day of his life. And at night when he laid me down to sleep, there were just stars overhead. Amen. So he was in the vision at all times. And then God said, now you speak it, big boy. Change your name from Abraham, which is father, to father of nations. Amen. So now he's in the vision. He sees the vision. He's saying the vision. Amen. That's how faith operates and that's how faith works. Amen. Watch here. John 8:56. God had to either give Abraham a revelation or a vision of the finished work of the cross before he had faith that was unmovable. We all need help. Abraham, the father of faith, needed to watch this. So the Lord said to him, your father Abraham, this is Jesus speaking, Abraham rejoiced to see my day and he saw it. Amen. And he was glad. Everyone say he saw it. He saw Jesus' day. This is a day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. He saw something. He has had to have seen something. Like Peter and the disciples, they had to have seen something before they would get as bold as they got. Because before they saw the risen Christ resurrected, they were fearful, running from him, denying him, hiding from him. But something changed when they said, you don't even crucify me the same way. Do me upside down. He saw something. They saw something. Abraham saw something, whether it was just a revelation or a vision. Jesus said, your father, that's our father, Abraham, rejoiced to see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Jesus' day is where you can tell people because of the death, burial, resurrection, and ascension, you cannot get salvation. Amen. So he saw his day. So he knew he was resurrected. So now this is building up so he can offer Isaac. All right, so watch here. He saw my day and he was glad. Watch verse 57. Then the Jews said to Jesus, you're not yet 50 years old. And have you seen Abraham? We know you. You are Mary's son, the carpenter Joseph's son. We know who you are. You can't do a miracle in this town. We know you. Watch out for the people who know you too well. That's why sometimes it's good to keep a bit of a distance. All right? Because familiarity often breeds contempt. So these guys didn't recognize Jesus. So they said, you're not yet 50 years old. You've seen Abraham. Abraham died hundreds of years before. Right? Thousands of years. Okay. Jesus answered and said to them, most assuredly I say to you, oh, I love this, before Abraham was, I am. Oh, I can just imagine the Superman sound. I mean, seriously, think about it. The I am. I am the truth, the way, the life. I am the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords down his thigh. He revealed it. I am. I'm telling you, when those men came up to Jesus to take him away to crucify him, he said, who are you looking for? They said, Jesus. He said, I am he. Boom. And they fell down, all of them. All of them. Before Abraham was, I am.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite you to listen to our brand new radio program, Verse by Verse, on Sunday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and 10:30 p.m. here on WCNO. We are super excited to share the teaching ministry